This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
That I be missing you so come Monday, it'll be all right.
It is all right. It's A-OK. It's a good day way to start the day or spend time during the day with some people that you like. Hopefully you like me. I'm Doug Steffen. You like Jennifer Horn, like Jay Kirshner. We're very likable folks here on the Good Day program with some good news. This is a very interesting, almost an amazing feat. You may have heard the story about a liver, one liver, that saved the lives of a two-year-old and a 63-year-old. They were able to split the transplant. The mother said this is a miracle. So think about this. I never heard of anything like this before. Even on all the amazing doctor shows like Chicago Med. They don't do that. They have some kind of a device that Chicago Med is supposed to be a much better way of doing operations and stuff. But, I mean, seriously, back to this. How did they do it is the question. It's something I have to ask Dr. Ken. I didn't think you could cut a liver up unless you were eating it. How do you make one liver work for two?
Well, it's regenerative. I mean, that's one of the words is regenerative. Yeah, so it's kind of like, why have they not been doing this more often? And
that's a good question.
Tiny little tot doesn't need an adult-sized liver. And this is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, think about all the things we can do. Partially, artificial intelligence involved in this, showing them where to cut it and that sort of thing. But if you cut a liver, I'm asking this because I don't know the answer to the question. I'm not like a lawyer. I don't ask questions and then know the answer to them. I don't know how you would cut up something like this and have it heal. Because doesn't it bleed? Doesn't the liver, you cut it, and how do you keep it from bleeding? Do you seal it? It seems to me that the liver would be very fragile. And, you know, if you've ever eaten a piece of one of the most awful things my mother ever made us eat when we were kids was liver. Blah. And you cut it, and it seems like it has, there's like the striations and stuff in it.
So,
yeah, exactly. My sister used to stick the liver in the drawer of the table. Anyway, back to how you... This is a question for Dr. Ken, right? I have to remind me to ask him that on this week's Good Day Health. It's just, but the good thing is that two people's lives were saved by one liver. And how about the person that donated the liver? How does that person... Who figured out that this would be good for these two? They were obviously matched because you have to have the same blood type, right? If you're using a liver from an A positive donor, doesn't have to be the same. You have to have the same blood type in order to use the liver or have it make any.
Well, then there's some who are like a universal donator blood type or the universal receiver blood type. And I think when it comes to the liver, I don't know if with this specific one, if it was a living donor or not, but with the liver, you can have a living donor liver transplant where they don't take the whole liver, they take a partial.
Because it can regenerate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we came in on this one, Jen. Regeneration.
Regeneration.
Right. Let's talk about the free market, shall we? The fact that there are a couple of things going on. Let's start with China. There's a new version of Tinder in China that isn't just for hookups romantically, but they have a new app that will help you find a new job. Tinder not only helps you dating, it helps you find a new job, which I found kind of interesting. They don't do that here in America. It's only in China. I wonder if Tinder originated in China. Anybody know?
I don't.
Tinder app for their career goals.
And I thought that was something that maybe it'll come here sooner or later. You know, we tend to think, and I'm one of the folks that's guilty of this, everything out of China is bad. Everything out of China is not bad. Chinese people, not bad. Chinese government, very bad. But there are a lot of things going on over there that are interesting, and I thought this was one of, you know, you look around, I was on to the, I just Googled China and good. China slash good, that's what I did. Because we were talking about cars. Trump said something over the weekend in his rally about the Chinese making cars in Mexico and trying to sell them in America. And he said if he was president, there'd be 100% tariff on them. They'd never sell any cars in America. But that isn't what really struck me. The fact that China has never made any cars, really, like the Russians. The Russians never made competitive cars. You have them, you see them in Russia, but they're junk. And the same has been pretty much true of the Chinese cars that have been developed. They've all been junk. And, you know, they've got this new airplane that's supposed to compete with Airbus and Boeing, the same kind of a plane as the 737 or the Airbus 321. I don't want to get on a Chinese plane. Do you? Made in China? I don't want to. But, you know, on the other side of it is that because that's the reason I don't want to is because it's a government-controlled company. But the idea that there are things going on over there that are worthy of our interest or our respect, I think if we just discount everything over there, we're being foolish. So, and maybe that's part of the free, I'm a free, what do we call ourselves? A free, not a free wheeler, a free loader, free market person, but that's not the term that's used. But I am a free market person, basically. And so that brings me around to thinking about what happened, the announcement on Friday that the Supreme Court somehow got involved in what American real estate agents can charge for the commission. I thought this was really weird. Did you either of the two of you look into this? I know we talked about it, Jay, on Friday a little. Well, Jay wasn't here on Friday, but Jennifer, I think you and I talked about it to a point, or at least, I don't know. I got off, I know I got off on it. Because I was surprised, and I sent a note to my friend who's a real estate agent, and I said, how does this affect you? Because people who have bought and sold houses in the past 6 or 7 years are going to get money back because the Supreme Court says a 6% commission is too high. Well, how? Why are they deciding that? What happened to the free market? The Wall Street Journal.
Question.
Yeah, I mean, the Wall Street Journal overviewed what goes on to focus in on the problem. The average commission in the U.S. is 6%. The average commission to sell a house in Germany is 4%. The average commission to sell a house in Australia is 2.5%. The average percent to sell a house in Britain is 1.3%. So nobody, except here in America, pays this 6% real estate commission. And so the idea here was in a general sense, it's a class action lawsuit against the real estate outfit, the real estate board, real estate brokers. And so you've seen, though, there's a company, was it Redfin, that's charging 1% if you use them. I mean, think about it. Let's say you sell your house for $1 million. You got to give $60,000 of that to the real estate broker. Is it worth it? That's the question.
That's why there's a lot of companies out there that are just doing like a basically no sellers. They just give you a or no agents. They just give you a cash offer for your house and then you're done. And there's options. So if you don't want to have to deal with that, if you don't want the perks that a realtor brings, then there you go, or a broker.
Yeah, but this is not the government's job.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There's choices. If you don't like it, you don't have to. Regulation is my
right. Point. I mean, this is the overregulation of our country to a fare thee well. We spent $100 billion on commissions last year to buy real estate in our country. Okay, so you made the choice. The guy didn't put a gun to your head and say, you got to sell with me. I have a very close friend. This real estate thing, I'm doing this development, the average price was 6%. We negotiated a 4% commission. And now I'm looking at this story and I'm thinking we probably could have gotten it for less when we got right down to the brass tacks of it. But I'm not clear you know, competition is important, and we need to have, and that's what, you know, the real estate agents who sign on to this, you know, they're in this group, real estate agents, the national, what is it called, realtors? We've carried ads for them, I know, the National Association of Realtors.
Yeah,
we've had ads for them. They kind of have a stranglehold, apparently, according to the government, on the real estate business. And so that's where they're trying to break that up, the power of the government versus the power of a big organization like that. And guess who wins? They don't win. The government wins. And that's something we have to decide on as a country. Do we want this? Is that really what America is all about? I don't think it is. But this is, I was startled when I saw this, frankly. I don't know if I'll get any money back from selling my last house.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
No, I'm not holding my breath. It's like any other class action lawsuit, right? Suspect in the fatal shooting of the New Mexico State police officer in custody. They chased him around for a couple of days. And so here we have, it's like if you're a policeman, there's good and bad. I think that most of the police are there to do the right thing for the right reason. Sometimes they're a bad policeman, but you actually, in some places, and I think the Southwest is one of them, Jennifer, where you put a target on your back if you're a police officer. Mm-hmm. You become a target. And, you know, crazy people with guns. And so this guy was, I think it was a traffic stop, if I'm not mistaken. It was not anything that was unusual. But you see that happening all the time. Here's a woman in Texas over the weekend. She was drugged and kidnapped. She somehow got a hold of a gun and she shot the kidnapper. Now she's been arrested for murder.
Oh, that's great.
What do you mean?
What?
Right?
So frustrating.
Think about it.
So
yeah.
Frustrating. But is that just protocol? Like they have to do those steps and then she'll immediately be let go? Mm-hmm. Or I just don't see how this could go any other way than self-defense.
It doesn't make any sense to me. But then, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that doesn't make a lot of sense. All right, we're trying to make sense out of what's going on in the world, folks. Here, Monday's kind of a serious day here, isn't it, huh? Seems to be kind of serious. 18 after on Good Day.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's...
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do think the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. How about that? Would you like me to sing for you, Jay? Have you ever thought that I
will you sing
could
for me?
Sing to you?
Will you sing my name? Will you create a theme song for me?
I can do that. Jay is here. We are there. We have to work on that a little bit.
That's my new ringtone. Thank you.
Yeah. Is it really? Okay. Jay's here. All right. American Idol. Doing better in the ratings than it has since almost the very beginning. Think about that show. It's been around 20-some-odd years. Ryan Seacrest has been the host since the beginning. They did very well the first 3 or 4 years, and then it sort of tapered off, and it was okay. And then ABC flirted with dumping it because the ratings weren't that great. I haven't the slightest idea because I'm not really watching it, but I am just catching out of the corner of my eye, this American Idol story. And I kind of like it because it was the first, and my former wife, when she was really sick, and she was, this is a real downer, but when she was dying, she watched American Idol. And that really surprised me because I wouldn't have thought it was the show that she would be interested in, but she really liked it. And so I brought myself back around to paying attention to it. And so now, I think it's Katy Perry's last season on American Idol, or so
she
said.
Yeah, I think that she says she's out.
Right. Anyway, there's a young lady named Ellie Marie Francom that apparently is causing quite the sensation. She has her ticket to Hollywood. The audition that she went through was very emotional with the people, the three on the panel, and we'll talk about why after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. And you can't make your heart feel something it won't. Even
this 20-year-old is trending, and that's why I focused on her, because she has apparently captured not only the hearts and minds of the judges. Katy Perry said, if you sang from that space every time when she was singing this song, you'd be in superstar territory. Apparently, they're very high on her. She auditioned on American Idol yesterday and made fans just go gaga with her. She's a cosmetologist, daughter of a soldier, comes from American Fork, Utah. Her mother is a singer who teaches theater in a public high school. And she decided she'd been singing since she was a child. She apparently had a number of serious illnesses when she was a youngster. Her mother was also, father was gone for a lot of the time, and so she had a lot of responsibility. The mother I'm talking about was, she had serious illnesses, so she took care of the mother. And so,
help with her siblings whenever her dad's away.
Right. And so her father's going away starting next month. And so she's, you know, she's torn by all kinds of things, but her performance is apparently not only the one you just heard, but they're just, Luke Bryan says she's a top 10 no matter what she does. Lionel Richie says he's a believer in her. So it's kind of a sweet story. I thought you'd like it. Ellie Marie and her audition here on Good Day, 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're doing it for, offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Early results from Russia's presidential election showed President Vladimir Putin has won with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed, with no real challengers to his re-election and his iron grip on the political system inside Russia. It means Putin's war against Ukraine will continue. One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. Of course, Trump's already facing federal criminal charges for allegedly keeping classified documents from U.S. government record keepers who wanted them back. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Really? Ooh. Where's the music? Ba-dum. That's from Jaws. In case you didn't remember it, the reason that we do these is so that your mind will be, you know, it's what's the old expression, make sure your mind, your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Sometimes I live by that, and sometimes I don't. It depends. I have Jay here to cover me when I get my foot stuck in my mouth, which once in a while is probably a good thing. It's amusing anyway. It's the Good Day program. We're here to talk about what's going on in the world, what's the latest and greatest, and sometimes some of the things are a bit obscure. For example, from the Doug Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, the oldest continuous culture in the world. You know where it is, Jay?
Is it on an island somewhere?
Yeah, actually it is. Yes. Yep, it's on an island. A lot of people when I would ask that question might say the Egyptians, but that's not the case.
See, yeah, I'm thinking maybe somewhere kind of like, not Easter Island, but like over in that vicinity.
Yeah, that's close. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
What is it?
It is the land down under. The continent of Australia had the first, the Aboriginals were the actual first people, the continuous culture. There were human beings, but they didn't have a culture, they didn't have a civilization. They just kind of existed on their own. There was a study in 2016 by a team of researchers that gathered some info that suggested that there were 50 to 70,000 years ago, a tribe of people who left Africa and went to Australia and started the culture of the Aborigines. They didn't have a culture, an organized culture before that, which I thought was kind of interesting, right? They have their own language. They have their own customs. They have, you know, it's a tribal, it's still very much a part of the Australian lifestyle, if you will, or life reality. They're considered the equivalent to our indigenous people here in America. But 75,000 years ago, that's when their culture was created. So that was kind of interesting. So there it is. Did you know that? Now you know it. Do you care?
And forgive if I'm mispronouncing this, but like the Oceania, I feel like there's just so much history that lies in that entire region.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Yep. There are in Australia, there are, you know, we talk about dialects in China. There are 6,000 different dialects. In Australia, with the Aborigines, they have 250 different dialects. So the people in certain parts of the island, the continent of Australia, can't understand our Aborigines in another part. I thought that was also very interesting. All right, so anyway, Australia separated from Antarctica 30 million years ago. For those of you who are wondering about the world and its changes, you know, we were talking earlier about the volcanoes going up in Iceland. It's, you know, this is what goes on. It just happens that we are sort of in the middle witnessing some really cool stuff from Mother Nature. Did you know, this is another one of these, I didn't intend this to be in the fact file, there's a British college that's offering a postgraduate degree in magic and occult science. The professor
is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, actually. Emily Solov, Associate Professor of Medieval Literature, University of Exeter. The idea came from a surge in interest in the history of witchcraft and a desire to create a space where magic could be studied across academic fields. The course will start next year, according to the New York Times. So, want to take a course in magic? I think that'd be cool. I wonder if Uri Geller would be
that
good.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Yes.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of
fun. I do want to take a course in magic.
Yep. U.S. Marines, among the 20,000 troops this weekend, 13 countries up in the Arctic. We're going from one pole to another. NATO's Nordic Response Exercise, part of the biggest war games since the Cold War was over. This is disturbing because we're back into this whole thing of getting, you know, since there's been a big focus on NATO, the Russians say if you add more countries, we're going to have war, blah, 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 blah. And so they put together 20,000 troops. I can't imagine spending, they're supposed to be up there for, I think, 3 or 4 months practicing. Do you know how cold it is in the Arctic at this time of year? Well, at any time of the year. But this
is say any time of year.
Yeah, right. That was sort of a silly statement. I probably
how far below
cold.
Zero are we speaking right now?
How cold is it? 32 below zero, actually, right at the North Pole. So there you go. The TikTok ban that we've been talking about working its way through Congress. There are people who showed up over the weekend, a couple of the news programs, focusing on the TikTok ban, which I think is a good idea. Now, maybe that's because I'm not thinking it through too well. There are those who say, well, listen, what about free, you know, we're back to the freedom of speech thing. We don't want the Chinese government to be able to see what, you know, what's going on with us. They, but, you know, the other side of it is if this stuff is, you can see anything on Facebook, you can see anything on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is there that, and this is my question, this is what I came up with, Jay. What is there that, as much as I don't like the Chinese government, and as much as I think TikTok is bad from what I've heard about it, and now I'm starting to think, well, what's different about TikTok than YouTube videos? Younger people like TikTok, and older people seem to like YouTube. But what's the difference in...
Well, then you have Instagram. I would relate TikTok and Instagram more so than with YouTube, but they're all relatively the same. They all garner the same type of data. It's just based on who owns it. And for some reason, we are more comfortable with American-owned things rather than Chinese government-owned. But that's still not going to stop any hackers from getting in there and still stealing your information.
No, that's the question. You know, what is there about this that's different than whatever you get from all these other services? That's the question, I think, as much as anything else. All right, let's see here. A study on depression in teenage boys that's going undetected. Mental health experts are warning parents to not leave signs of depression untended. Mm-hmm. Untended, is that the right word? Does that sound like unattended or untended? It's if you're paying attention. Anyway, you understand what I'm saying. Right.
But I think a lot of times when it comes to, and I'm not trying to throw parents under the bus or anything, but a lot of times people just immediately think, because this is kind of how they were raised and it's a cycle of, oh, it's just a phase, or my teenager's or my child's just in a mood, or stuff like that. They don't, adults are also human beings carrying their own stuff. And a lot of times we brush the feelings of somebody else off, even those we love most, because we just think, again, like, oh, they're in a mood, or I'm just going to give them space. When there is a deeper issue of mental health that now in society people are more aware of, parents are more aware of, this new generation of parents are more about their children's emotional health and well-being rather than how great they are at athletics,
mm-hmm.
which is nice to see. It's nice to see that pendulum swing.
I agree. Speaking of pendulum swinging, what's going on in the Middle East this weekend and into the beginning of this week? American sailors and American pilots are now fighting directly the Houthis in the Red Sea. The aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower has 100 planes on it, and they're readily attacking. So we're not neutral anymore. And this, we're not just advisors anymore. We're in it. We're there. And it makes us all wonder, I think, why don't we just squash these guys like a bug? Why don't we just get rid of them? I mean, that's what the Netanyahu wants to do with Hamas. So the Houthis are just as bad. Look at what they're doing. Sinking ships, cutting the cable lines across the Red Sea that are for communication to keep countries in touch with each other. And yet we've had a very Casper milquetoast-ish response to them, I think. We've been weak. And it's just a bunch of thugs. So get rid of them. Is that like, am I being, what is common sense?
Yeah,
hello, get rid of them.
It all seems so finicky and so
it
fickle.
Does.
I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like on one hand, it makes sense, but then what are repercussions? Putting that into play, what does
Iranians?
That actually look like? What's the follow-up? Mm-hmm. What's the follow-through and what's the follow-up?
Yeah. Speaking of follow-up, the follow-up to COVID, the Education Department has decided or discovered or released a report that shows that school closures did not stop the spread of COVID. Duh. Really? It's taken you 3 years to figure that out?
No crap, Captain.
What? Yeah.
How many people did it take to write up that one?
I don't know, but think about the long-term academic harm that's taken place for your child. Any of you who are parents or grandparents, do you know if people that have looked at this and seen what has basically for that at least a year, there was no educational gain by any age. That whole thing, you know, they had the teachers got paid for basically doing nothing. Here in Los Angeles especially, it was a joke. It was awful.
It was all homeschooling. And some students thrive in that environment. That's why homeschooling exists. But as we've already seen, students learn at their own pace and in different ways. Some can do it on their own. They need to be more immersed. Some people learn visually. Some people are more auditory. Some people need hands-on rather than examples. Like, they need to be involved with it. Everybody learns differently. And when you're in the school, if homeschooling is not your thing, when you're actually in the school, you have more opportunities to learn how you need to learn. If you're not in school and you're doing the homeschooling thing by force, and that's not your best way to learn, then so many were left behind. And there were a lot of parents who didn't get sent home themselves, so they were trying to figure out how to be in a workplace that were still forcing them to be there, and they weren't able to help their children with the online schooling and everything like that. And I always keep thinking about when the world shut down, there is this rhetoric of, well, we're all in the same boat. No, we were not. We were all in the same storm at sea. Some people were in yachts. Some people were on rafts. Some people were holding on to a buoy. Like, we were not in the same boat.
No. There's a new theory that's been... Excuse me. Look, people are nuts. We know that. This guy has come up with a way to block the sun as a way to solve the climate problem. We're going to block the sun, this guy says. That's how we save the earth, by blocking the sun. This guy's name is Jeremy Free. Okay, good luck to you, sir, and the Yankees. 10 before no error. It's like 48 after. It's 12 before the hour.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text TIMP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TIP to 42424. That's TIP to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search choosing a preparer.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
News from Hollyweird. I'm in Hollyweird, actually. I'm in Santa Monica, which is like 4 miles away from Hollywood. It's close enough. When Johnny Carson did the Tonight Show, Ed always said, live from Hollywood, and they weren't in Hollywood, they were in Burbank. But everybody thinks, Hollywood, yeah. Listen, it's a company town, lots of things going on here. Pretty much everything in Los Angeles, in one way or another, depends on the entertainment industry. So, we devote some of our time here, mostly to movies and television, that sort of thing, when Chucker is here. Chucker's off today. And I don't have box office totals, but I do have a story about Elizabeth Hurley, who's in a new movie directed by her son. This is a very erotic movie, and as soon as I saw the idea behind the movie, I was thinking of what watching sex scenes with your mother, if you're the child, what sex scenes. Yeah. What is hello?
Not just watching them with your mom, but your mom's actually in them. When you first said that she was doing a film with her son, he's directing, my first thought was, that is really cool. And then you kept talking, and I was like, that's not cool. Awkward.
No. The movie is called Strictly Confidential. It was written and directed by her son. Name is Damien Hurley. She felt safe and looked after during the filming and the production of the movie. Intimate scenes, and she is with another actress, and so I don't know how you relax in that circumstance. I don't think I could do it, but listen, maybe they have a different kind of relationship. I couldn't
even begin
to imagine.
Yeah, every family is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly.
With their comfort level, and I also think as an actor, you can step away from yourself to become the character to a degree.
Yeah.
And kind of just compartmentalize that whole situation, disassociate, if you will.
He's 21 years old, she said that they talked about this for a long time. It's the story of a young woman seeking to uncover the truth of a suicide. The other actress is Genevieve Gaunt, never heard of her. Anyway, the son said, we felt in our comfort zone. It was very strange at first. When you're on this film, You have 18 days to shoot it, so they had to do whatever they could do fast. They didn't think a lot about the scenes. They just did them. So, okay. More power to them, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And could
what
you imagine
a lot of films,
being in an erotic film with your father directing you?
I wouldn't be able to, but I know a lot of films that do something like this where they have sex scenes or they have nudity or whatever. They will film, those will be the first scenes they film. So not only do they get them out of the way, but a lot of times they have found that actors who, if they spend enough time around everybody, then they get more uncomfortable being around them naked, where if they make that the first thing they do,
mm-hmm.
there's like an odd, I don't know you enough to be uncomfortable around you with this.
Yeah.
So it plays better. I don't know, but I know a lot of times they will do those to get those out of the way first and foremost.
Hmm. All right, Mark Wahlberg, who's in this new movie, I was talking about this, I went to see the Panda movie with my grandson over the weekend, and one of the trailers was for this movie called King Arthur.
Oh, Arthur the King. Mm-hmm.
Arthur the King. Okay, the other way around. Thank you. And it looks like a very sweet movie. Wahlberg, as usual, as all the stars of movies, they do interviews. And so he went down the street with one interviewer, had nothing to do with the movie. He was talking about his new life in Nevada. He did an interview, and so he was asked about how it is that he and his wife, Rhea, and their four children moved in. They settled in Las Vegas, and they seem to like it there. He says, quote, "It's a place where my children can thrive and do their own thing, pursue their interests." So they have, let's see here, a daughter named, well, I think this is his second marriage, because they didn't get married till August of 2009. So he had his daughter from his first wife, Ella. And then there's Grace and Michael and Brendan. They left California. He said he'd had enough of California. And he doesn't like the situation tax-wise, education-wise, the schools. He didn't like it, you know, he just didn't like it here. And his family didn't like it either. So his daughter is an equestrian. Apparently she's shining. And it's good. So it's interesting all the way around to see how that stuff. You know, you think of everybody who's in movies living here, and that's not the case at all. Lots of people live in a lot of different places.
They want to raise their kids as quote-unquote normal as possible.
Normal, exactly. You got it. All right, Jay and Doug here, 59 after on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.